Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, episode volume number 38. Today I want to talk a little bit about mentality when it comes to martial arts and martial arts training. Today, in the art forms, we see an awful lot of the tough guy idea and attitudes. And that's proliferated because MMA has become so very, very popular as a sport. And I mean, they've even gone so far nowadays as to try to do what wrestling has done, right? Which is to create this drama to make things much more exciting. And they call it reality. But it is what it is. And, you know, it eventually goes through its cycle, just like every other activity like this goes through. I don't take it terribly seriously. These guys want to beat each other's brains out. Yeah, well, see if they still feel as happy about it when they're 60, if they make it that long. But talk about the mentality, because the mentality is very important when it comes to self-defense. Today, in our world of unbelievably heightened emotions, right? Like, wow, really? The temper tantrums that you see going on the streets and on media and things like that are just epic. But that is very advantageous to a martial arts person. And one of the toughest things for martial artists to get through their heads, if somebody is attacking them, is to not take it personally, right? And it takes time to get to a point in life where you do not value the, as my mentor would have me say, the good opinions of other people. That's not my wording for them. That's his, and I will respect that particular quote. But it takes time to do it. And one of the ways by which you can develop that is to try to keep a very calm mind during your training. And as an example, when you are training and you make a mistake, right? Barely even acknowledge it, just fix it, right? Because that will help you to no longer be tied to the emotional game that gets played during an attack. Because somebody attacks you, they're angry. And if you respond with anger, it will get down to may the best man win. Now, assuming that you weren't hit before you got angry, because the order of blows will also have an effect as well. Being neutral, non-emotional about it, not taking an attack personally, will do a lot to keep your presence of mind, allow you to control the adrenaline rush that is, the adrenal glands absolutely dump cortisone into your body to such an extent that you become shaky, right? And you need to harness that and get control of it. And you can't if you're involved in the emotional game that is going on around you with that. Now, in my root art, we train self-defense at about green belt in such a way that people learn very quickly to take the personality out of it. So what's funny is even when we have cases where somebody hits somebody pretty good, it's more or less just laughed at, which is a good place for it to be. It was a few years ago at Christmas, maybe about 4 years ago, it was our last class before Christmas. And we have a girl in the school by the name of Shay, and this girl is an absolute fireball. Right, she's small, thin, tremendously flexible, tremendously strong, and she has the mind of a man. Right, phenomenal martial artist. Right? Well, we were practicing our natural laws, octagon stuff, and she was working with a senior, and she was punching him, and somewhere or another along the line, Rob froze, and she punched him square in the face, full power. Right, And she, oh, I'm sorry, my God, I'm sorry, right? And he's bleeding everywhere. And he laughed and he went, yeah, no big deal, right? I better go into the better go to the bathroom. And well, if he didn't, I was actually out in the hall when it happened, talking to a parent, and so one of my other instructors was presiding, and I followed him into the bathroom. I saw him rush into the bathroom, dripping blood all over the floor, right? And so I went in there, and he was trying to stop the bleeding of this thing. And I mean, it looked like somebody got murdered in that bathroom. I went to security to talk to them at the college about sending somebody in there to remove, because I cleaned it up, but to remove the garbage before somebody saw it and, you know, figured somebody had been murdered in here. But it was never taken personally. It was just part of training. And that's the way all self-defense needs to be. You need to get yourself to that place. Anyways, that's it for today, guys. Ciao.